United Community Banks filed an S-4 on May 28, 2026, to register shares for its acquisition of Peach State Bank shares. And that filing is not paperwork, it is a clock that just started ticking on three separate windows of opportunity and risk. Here is what happened. UCB, with $28.2 billion in assets, agreed to acquire Peach State Bank shares, which has $789 million in assets, in a stock-for-stock deal announced April 21, 2026. The S-4 filing locks the deal structure and opens SEC review. The exchange ratio is now disclosed. Dilution can be modeled. The proxy statement comes next, then the shareholder vote, then the hard deadline for positioning closes. For a merger arbitrage manager, the S-4 filing is your trigger to build the dilution model. Pull the pro forma financials from the S-4, calculate the exchange ratio, size your position against the spread between UCB's current market price and the implied acquisition price, and watch for MacClaws language that could let UCB walk away if conditions deteriorate before close. For a tokenization platform builder sourcing loan assets from community bank origination pools, this deal signals a counterparty reset you need to address immediately. Any active origination relationship with UCB or with Peach State Bank and Trust does not automatically survive a change of control. Get a call on the calendar now, before new management is installed and before integration calendars fill. The window to confirm relationship continuity is open today, and it will not stay open. For a family office allocator holding UCB subordinated debt, review your indenture documents for change of control covenants right now. Subordinated debt sometimes includes provisions that trigger early redemption rights or require bondholder consent when a change of control occurs. If you hold UCB sub-debt and have not reviewed those terms since April 21st, that review is overdue. Watch for the S-4 to clear SEC review and a shareholder vote date to be announced. The SEC review period is the critical path item. If the SEC issues comment letters, the timeline extends. If it clears without material comments, the proxy goes out quickly and a hard vote date gets set.